Welcome to the Fablo AgriLife podcast, where we promote better living for healthy Texans. Every episode, we'll cover a health or wellness topic, as well as some lifestyle challenges that we face. All right, welcome back to the Fablo AgriLife podcast. With me today is the fabulous team. We're all here. I'm Jocelyn. I'm here today, and with I'm going to go in a circle. So Drew's on my right. Go.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, it's Jessica.
Hey, it's Nicole here.
And today's topic is going to be just something light and sweet. We're just going to do a lifestyle update. We haven't done one of those in a very, very long time. So today's fun one is what's in our bag and why do we have it? Like, I'm going to have to pick one of my bags. I brought like four. So
you did bring like four bags. So
I'll pick one later.
But let's address this first. Why four bags?
Because I had equipment, because today was a busy day for us. We had a lot on our agenda. We were going to try to do a video. We were trying to do, of course, record our podcast, and then papers. I don't know why I brought my papers. That was not needed. But it came down with me. Wait, there's a makeup bag. I guess I could have just grabbed it.
So you bought a whole bag of papers for the makeup bag.
Yes, in case we needed to do the video. Videos are actually more time consuming because you have to look pretty.
That's a fair statement. Yes.
You have to look pretty in prep. So I brought like my AgriLife polo separate because everyone knows I always get dirty when I eat. So I was like, put that aside so I won't get dirty. I brought my house today. That's what happened.
And what's funny is you brought it all out of the car too.
I did. Nicole helped me a little bit. Yeah. The manpower. So that was in my bag, my house. Who wants to share their next bag?
So this started because I need to clean out my purse. I'm just going to tell you right now. Look, y'all. I have my daughter's sunglasses in here. You never know when she needs her sunglasses. Got to have them ready. Bling, bling. A mask, because that's a new staple right now.
Yeah, that's true.
With COVID. Thanks, COVID. And then some snacks.
For you or for Tessa?
Both. There's one in here.
Have you met her?
Because we're not going to share.
Yes, I said that's for your priorities.
Oh. This is my favorite. Oh!
That's legit.
Fan.
It's a cute one. It's shaped like a heart.
Yeah.
Fablo needs one.
I'll give you some. I have some more.
Yes.
Not with me, but
yeah.
Soon.
Yeah, not in that bag.
You know, it's hot here in Texas. You never know when you need a fan. Just saying. Oh, I brought disinfectant wipes.
I have wipes too. In one of my bags, I brought wipes.
Yeah.
You know. Well, that's the new staple too.
Sanitizer, name tags, all kinds of fun stuff in here.
Face masks. Okay. Let's be honest really quick about face masks. How many do you have? I have like 12 because somehow I got into it with different prints. Mm. And I was like, today I have cheetah. It goes with my outfit. This other one I have snakes. Get 5. Okay.
30.
Okay, so I have, like, I guess 5, but you know what? We got 2 new ones thanks to our BLT goodie box.
That's right.
So 7.
Wait, yeah. So I have more.
I like those. They're so soft.
They are very soft.
Yeah, we're really digging those face masks. Thank you, BLT.
I have more. I have 5 in my office alone. And then the pretty ones.
Okay, but how often do you wash your mask?
I wash them once a week, depending on which ones I'm wearing, because I rotate them out. Depending on my outfit or what's closer near my
one a day and then wash it. So
I should do that, but I'm not gonna lie, I throw it and then it's like which one's near me first and then I grab it. Yeah. In my office they're nicely organized. They're in a little corner and I need to wash those out. But Drew, what's in your bag?
I just cleaned mine out, so I have just the regular stuff.
You should see her. She is so excited that it's super cleaned out.
Mine has little things. It has a pouch for this and a pouch for that, and it all stands up just nice and neat, and no receipts, just flying around. It's all right there.
You're so proud. I feel like you need a sticker.
I should have a good job sticker.
But you were talking about, before we started our podcast, how when your kids were little, what did they put in your purse?
Oh, yeah, then you carry toys. So I have boys, and so I would always have Hot Wheels or like a little football or a ball in there or something. I was telling them I still have a little Hot Wheels. They're older now, but it reminds me when they were cute and little. So it's still in my car. I won't take out when I do clean my car. Because then you have, like, you have a basket of toys for your little girl.
Yeah.
See? Got to keep them busy. Keep them. keep them with something to do.
I will say, with my niece, it's better now, but when she was, like, as one, she would stuff everything in my mom's purse, and my mom would come out, and all her stuff was out, but her all of Julie's toys in her bag, and she's like, where's my wallet?
That's funny.
And she's like, no, no, I needed this toy.
Yeah, I needed this toy. I often have Elsa in my purse.
Oh, my
See, and it's funny, like, you had dolls, I had Hot Wheels.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Julie was random stuff. I don't even know.
Hot Wheels are small. I had Elsa sticking out of my purse.
Yeah. See, that is one. And do you remember the days of just pacifiers? You just had, like, three of them in there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and see, when they were so cute, you could hold them and love them. And now they're stinky teenagers.
I got pissed off at your house for a few hours.
What about you, Jessica? How's your bag?
Nothing quite as interesting as that.
Dog toys, you have a dog and a cat.
No.
Did you just clean it up?
Pepper spray.
Pepper spray.
That's a legit thing we all should have.
Stay away from her, guys.
Or like that... The taser? Taser gun that we learned about at...
Self-defense!
Yeah. Yay!
We've been wanting...
I need that.
What is it called? I'm going to look it up. That taser gun.
It had a
V. I like how I put taser gun on Google and it's taser gun. Like,
it's on Amazon or something. I don't know. But it was legit.
I know. See, but then that's when your purse is going to be really dirty. Somebody comes and attacks you, you won't be able to find it.
You can't find it. You're like, where is it?
That's a good point.
You won't even know what bag you have in it.
I'm not going to lie. It took me... Okay, let me defend my bags. Okay.
Every time. She's going to try.
I have a backpack, and that has my camera. Okay, it's a backpack.
That's legit.
That's legit. Okay. That was a work bag, but if you see, it's slowly falling apart. So I needed to put some stuff in another bag so it won't snap.
Just get a new bag.
Bigger bag?
Take
some stuff out?
You know who I am with my stuff. Like, it has to be pretty, and I'm picky with my bags. Like, it needs
you
to be colorful.
Have a pretty bag like that?
I haven't yet. Okay, I'm picky. And then, so I have this disposable bag, because if that does rip, I'm not heartbroken. So.
Is it with all your papers that you don't need?
Yes.
Okay, but what kind of papers are in there? They're now out.
So I have my pretty calendar.
What's your other thing?
I have this thing. And then I have this portfolio holder, because I don't like logos. I like pretty colorful floral stuff. Because everyone has an Agrolife portfolio. So you can sneak out with it.
Okay, so I totally get the point on that.
Because both time and have the same one. So he might switch mine or I might get his.
That's true. My laptop bag is the Agrolife one. I like to use it. But I have to put phones on it so nobody steals my bag.
Yes, everybody has
the same one. So I like to do different prints or a sticker on mine. Okay, so my paperwork. What do I have in here? Oh, things I need to do.
That you were going to get done today.
Yeah. No. Not today per se, but it's like, eventually I need to get to it. So, yeah.
Great.
Yeah. It's just my files of get-to.
Oh, I do need to do this. Let's talk about Jessica, because she hasn't said
it
to me. I know. I need to know. Where's your purse?
Not here. She did it on purpose. So we went to talk about your stuff. Okay, so Drew, talk about your organization. Your ways.
I don't know. I just had
Where's your bag? You need me Hey, you have two bags. Why are you dissing me?
But one's my purse and one's just my work bag with my computer.
Oh no, I have three work bags. Okay. I can't even defend my ass.
I will tell you, I have a whole crate in the car, but I didn't bring it in because I knew I wasn't gonna need it.
These were all maybes.
So how can we better organize?
Your skills.
You have to make it work for you. Because my hand sanitizer is out in a side pocket where I can get to it.
I feel like
And so is my, oh, well, chapstick. I just gave it away, so I don't have that. But then, you know, you have that. But then you have the maybes in a little bag.
I have a maybe.
Yeah. And then you have your wallet. And then, of course, your mask has to be out. And then I have my glasses.
Right.
So, and look, see, it's all standing up where I can get it to it right away.
Very nice.
See?
I love it.
Now, this way, I can find my keys.
I have that struggle. It goes to the very bottom. And then you're just digging.
And with the mask on, and you're in the grocery store, and it's like 100 outside.
I can't
even
see with my mask on.
Yes, I don't know how.
I can't look down. I'm like, I feel ridiculous.
I don't know how people drive with it.
And why do people drive with it? Unless you have somebody that's a stranger in your car, why are you driving around with a mask on? Jessica, do you know?
No.
I see it all the time. One person in the car driving around with a mask on.
But if they don't want to be recognized.
But if it's a company car, they might have to.
Oh, that's true.
Because if you or it's a rental,
if somebody else is with you, mm-hmm.
But not really. But I don't think I could drive with anybody and have a mask on because I was afraid I was going to wreck because I can't see with them on either. And then my glasses fog up, and then I can't see. So, yeah, we had to go in commission court. That was hard. I couldn't see. Kept fogging up, and I couldn't see anybody.
I feel like, sorry, guys.
And then I couldn't see. Like, everything's just a blur.
That's right.
And, yeah, that was difficult.
Well, when we went on the airplane, because we got to fly to Amarillo, Nicole and I. No, you drove. Jessica drove. It wasn't too bad wearing it at the airport.
No, it was pretty easy.
It wasn't bad. Because you could take it off if you're eating or drinking. Of course, you're in your own little table. Kind of like at restaurants.
But you had to have it on, like, the whole time on the plane. Stuff like that. Yeah. Unless you're drinking something.
But, so it was doable. But I think driving, you're right, would be difficult because of the fogging. Because I wear sunglasses when I drive. Mm-hmm. And you like can wear glasses.
Yeah, and I have to wear glasses. Or you don't want me on the road.
Okay, so my organizing, I make lists for everything.
That's so why I have these.
I will forget.
I do that too. On my calendar, I have like the big topics that I have to cover, and then I like my new calendar to flip it over. And so I can write in like the exact details, and I like putting check marks beside my to do's, yes. So it makes me feel good. So that's how I stay working.
This is my favorite thing.
Oh,
my to do list, and it's well, like this was 1st of May, but you know, like it has times and
so you haven't been keeping up with
so your... no, and so and I have. I've been very lost lately, except for my purse. So I have been very lost because I'm like, oh darn, I didn't do that. But I like my deal that I write down.
That's pretty.
Yeah.
Guess my tip to myself is dial it down a little bit.
We're going to need to work on that. We have a purse, like a personal bag, and then a work bag. That's all you can have. Work on that.
Look, if the world ends, who are you going to go to? With me. You're welcome. I'm going to have everything for you.
Hey, I have a paper fan.
Actually, you go to Jessica. Jessica has a pepper spray.
Right? Zombie apocalypse. We need her.
Well, this was a fun podcast episode. Moral of the story, get organized like Drew.
So what's in your purse?
Oh, yeah. If you want to share, definitely on Anchor. I know you can do like a voice email thing. I'm not sure how that works. So if you figure it out, we love you. And if not, you can always comment on our... We'll be posting this on our personal county Facebook pages, as well as on our, I call it our main hub, but it's where our blog is. It's thefablo.weebly.com, and that's where we post everything else as well. So make sure to follow your county pages, and make sure to follow us on our podcast. We're on 11 different platforms, so whichever one you're listening on, thank you. And yeah, you all have a good October.
Yep, so make sure you comment.
Comment
what's
share.
In your purse and how to help Jocelyn be organized. Those are your
thank you. Bye.
Stay safe.
Be mindful.
Just breathe.
Stay sweet. And stay fab.
You've been fabloed.